physical or mental health of an individual. Jennifer Morgan Smith seconded the motion. All board members voted in favor of closing the meeting. The meeting was closed. It was closed. And now we are opening the meeting at 11:02 a.m.
Okay.
Hello.
Very good. Earl, so we had a chance to all review things, I think, prior to the meeting. We had an opportunity to discuss those things. We found the police reports, the information that was provided, very helpful to gain an understanding of kind of the history of the case. And part of our role on this committee is to help protect the public, the people of the state of Utah. In your situation, that extends into other areas because of the federal exemption that allows for services to be provided under that Utah license on military bases and in other states. And so as we reviewed that information, the things that we really noted as being important to the decision of how we're going to make the recommendation really came down to a reviewing of the evidences that were presented. And the reason you meet with us again and submit additional information is we just felt like the first thing with just one letter or one document was insufficient. In the San Bernardino police report, there were specific acknowledgments that correlated with some of the accusations that were made, specifically about certain physical contacts with the client, patient in question, who had issued the allegations nature of touch, rubbing lotion on the arms and kissing on the head. There were other allegations that were not necessarily substantiated in your own acknowledgement, the locking of doors. But these are all concerns that we had that they demonstrate a divergence from the ethical standards of your own profession. And so the determination that we have made to make a recommendation to the board from this committee is that we not renew the license. That being to preserve the public safety of individuals who are vulnerable. Is that something that we need to make a motion for now?
Okay.
So can we have a motion for a denial of the renewal of the licensure and then also the formulation of the letter of concern?
I second that motion.
Do you have any questions for me? Because I haven't, what you're going off of is one-sided and it's a false accusation. And these are folks that are... it's retaliation for what I've discovered here.
So the determination was made based on the information that you had confirmed, which was touching, hugging, locking the door. And so those we have to question just as in the line of ethics, when and if that would ever be acceptable. In addition to the lack of documentation that you provided again. And so we also discussed that should you choose to come before this board again, we would highly advise you to bring forward all of the documentation to support the matters that you're trying to bring to the table. So we are making sure.
Yeah. So what I've mentioned is that the process is still going on, and I'm not at liberty to speak about the things that are going to be reported because of the nature of the Whistleblower Act. My concern is if it shows on my public record that my license is revoked, that's going to work against me, and it just supports the folks that have told the lies about me. What I would propose is if you can table it, I'm still not practicing, for 6 months maybe, or 3 months, and come back again so I have a chance to do what I need to do with the whistleblower things and actually bring out what's been going on and what I discovered. And the evidence is there, just that I can't throw it all out.
It would not show revoked on the license, just so you're aware. It would show denied. The renewal was denied. It wouldn't show that it was revoked because your license is now expired. So it would just be that you have applied for renewal, you were denied a renewal, and that's what it would show.
All right.
There's a motion.
Who made the formal motion?
Cheryl.
And then?
I second the motion. Go ahead.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Anyone not in favor, say no.
No. I realize I'm not a voting member, but.
So the committee will take the recommendations before the board, and they will discuss it and make final determinations with the director of the DAPL. And Jana will reach out to you at that time.
After the February 6th board meeting, the determinations will be made then, and I will send you a letter after that.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Okay. Janet, are there any other items that we need to discuss today?
Have our investigation report, and we'll want to close the meeting for that. So whoever is going to make that motion and then second roll call vote again, we'll close the meeting. Our investigators can let us know what's going on with them. If they have any questions or would like our thoughts on anything, we'll hear about all of that.
I have the document pulled up. I'm happy to do the motion.
Go for it, Carson.
This is Carson Kinney as provided under Utah Code annotated 52-4-2051A. I move to close this portion of the meeting to discuss the character, personal competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
I second the motion.
Hi. Cheryl, this is a roll call vote. Would you like me to read the names off again?
Yes, please.
Heather Chase?
Yes.
Jennifer Morgan-Smith?
Yes.
Blake Hansen?
Yes.
Cheryl Chivers?
Yes, please.
Carson Kinney?
Yes.
Jason Hales?
Yes.
Daniel Chestnut?
Yes.
Lena Gustafson?
Yes.
Okay. So Cheryl, what you'll need to do now is just announce the time and that we're closing the meeting, and we'll turn the recording off.
Okay, the time is 11:10, and we are closing the meeting.